It is Friday, January 24th, 2014, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on Ozarks, the initial payment to insurance carriers in relation to the state's private option is in the mail today. And the band SX Rex will explain their name and play two songs inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
First, lawmakers and officials with state health agencies continue to meet for updates on the rollout of the private option in preparation for voting next month on whether or not to reauthorize funds for the program. In yesterday's joint meeting of the Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committees, legislators wanted to know if projections are still being met nearly a month into coverage. Arkansas's Surgeon General, Joe Thompson, says newly issued coverage is working.
Providers are seeing individuals hitting their doors that are with new coverage. And anecdotally, we are seeing individuals have significant clinical conditions be addressed that historically were not addressed and that would have been potential catastrophes that would have hit as uninsured, uncompensated costs on the rest of the healthcare system. So I think the intent of your passage a year ago is starting to unfold in the clinical delivery system.
DHS Director John Selig agreed with Thompson, saying private option premiums of $467 a month, paid in full with federal funds for 3 years, are meeting the DHS calculations. We'll have more on that meeting in a few minutes on Ozarks at Large.
Meanwhile, Governor Beebe says if lawmakers decide to drop the state's private option for expanded Medicaid coverage, they'll have to decide what to cut to bridge that budget shortfall. The governor appeared last night on AETN's Arkansans Ask program, and he says Arkansas' system has become a model for similar private option expansions in other states.
Not doing this, since we're paying for it anyway, is like telling Washington, D.C., don't send us any of our gas tax money back. Our roads are fine. Send our money to California. That's why all these Republican states that didn't want to do this originally are now trying to do what Arkansas did. We've had Iowa and Ohio and Michigan do it. Now Pennsylvania's talking about doing it. Florida, Tennessee's talking about doing it. Arizona's done it. All these Republican governors, they're going to pay for it. Why are they going to hurt their own people?
Beebe said the budget shortfall is compounded by a tax cut set to take effect July 1st. A tax cut originally based on expected revenue created because of the private option.
All of that's predicated on the fact that you've got that money from the private option to pay for that. If you don't have that money, what are you going to do? Are you going to repeal those tax cuts? I don't think so. If you don't repeal the tax cuts and you don't do the private option, continue where it is now, then you've got an $86 million hole in the budget that you've got to fix.
Opponents of the private option often cite one problem with the program as extremely low reimbursement rates to physician specialists by big insurance providers like Blue Cross Blue Shield. Beebe said last night he's very optimistic that problem will soon be fixed.
The bounds of development in downtown Bentonville are expected to spread in the coming years after the city's planning commission earlier this week approved a master plan for the southeast downtown area. Troy Galloway, Bentonville Planning Services Director, says the master plan grew out of a scarcity of space for further development in the roughly five-block area surrounding the central downtown square.
The University of Arkansas is releasing figures today connected to early fundraising totals for the current fiscal year. According to the U of A, the university raised more than $62.6 million as of December 31st. That represents 58% of the university's fiscal year fundraising goal of $108 million. This marks the fifth year in a row that the university has raised more than half of its fundraising goal by the end of December, or halfway through the fiscal year.
The National Weather Service in Tulsa this morning upgraded the red flag fire watch that the office issued yesterday for Northwest Arkansas until 8 tonight. Benton, Carroll, Washington, and Madison counties are under a red flag fire warning. According to the Weather Service, strong and gusty southwesterly winds of up to 35 miles per hour will combine with relative humidity values as low as 15% and abundant dry fuels to cause dangerous wildfire conditions throughout the afternoon.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 28 in northwest Arkansas to 25 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies with highs from 50 in northwest Arkansas to 54 in the Arkansas River Valley. Clear tomorrow night with lows around 29 degrees.